This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Tonight, Bethel City Council will look at employment contracts, online sales tax, and cleaning up city codes. The city has finished negotiating with city manager candidate Vinny Carrazza and city attorney candidate Libby Bacalar. Both Carrazza and Bacalar have agreed on a $137,000 salary. Carrazza also has a $20,000 bonus for relocating to Bethel. Bacalar will be working remotely from Juneau. All that's left is for the council to sign off on the contracts, and Bethel will once again have a city manager and city attorney. The city council will also consider introducing an ordinance to adopt the uniform Alaska Remote Seller Tax Code. That tax code will enable Bethel to collect sales tax from online vendors. City Clerk Lori Strickler says the same 6% tax rate would apply online, along with the same exceptions, including those for elders. Also on the agenda today is some cleanup of the Bethel Municipal Code. This includes removing sections that aren't used and simplifying the appeal process and decisions made by the city. Tune into the Bethel City Council tonight, broadcast live on KYUK at 6:30 p.m. And in school news, after a search that began last September, the Lower Kuskokwim School District has a new superintendent, Kimberly Hinkins. School Board President Clarence Daniel says 16 advisory school boards participated in interviewing candidates, and he says the final decision came down to Hinkins' familiarity with the district. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
Kimberly Hinkins started her work at LKSD as a classroom teacher in EEK 17 years ago. At that time, current superintendent Dan Walker was the principal there, and he says she stood out then.
She was just an incredible teacher. She had high expectations for her kids, but she did a great job of engaging kids.
A few years later, Hinkins and her husband, who was also a teacher in EEK, moved to Anchorage, but they realized they couldn't stay away for long.
Anchorage is a great place to live. There's a lot of things to do. It's a fun city, but it's just not the same as living in communities out here and really knowing people.
When Hinkins came back, it was to teach in Tuntutuliak, and she realized this was where she wanted to build her life. She became a principal and then applied to be the director of secondary education. Her application landed on Dan Walker's desk, who had become assistant superintendent by then.
And I saw right away that her organizational skills, it was like, she's got it going on. She knows what she's doing. She's able to build positive relationships and is able to move the school forward in a positive way.
Walker says as director of secondary education, Hinkins' biggest accomplishment was more than doubling the number of counselors within LKSD.
I have advocated for years for an increase in counseling services at our sites.
School Board President Clarence Daniel appreciates that Hinkins takes the board's suggestions and carefully works their input into project proposals.
A lot of thinking into what she presents.
But Daniel says the main reason the board unanimously voted to make Hinkins their next superintendent is how well she knows this region and its kids.
Our district is vast, covers a lot of villages. There's 28 sites.
Hinkins will take her new post July 1st. Until then, she'll be working closely with current Superintendent Walker to make the transition smooth. One of the things Walker is teaching Hinkins is to stay focused on the mission.
Because you're going to get pushed and pulled and tugged in lots of different directions, it's good to kind of have that mantra up there that you're always thinking about. Is it in the best interest of our kids?
Hinkins says she'll continue to work on increasing the district's four key measures: attendance, graduation rate, test scores, and most importantly for Hinkins, Yuktun and Chuktun fluency. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And in more school news, former Bethel Elementary School principal Chris Carmichael's trial has been rescheduled. It is now set for October 5th. According to court documents, the trial was originally scheduled for February 18th. However, Carmichael's attorney says that was not enough time to prepare a defense, and he requested a continuance. Prosecution did not object, and the court granted the extension. FBI agents arrested Chris Carmichael in Bethel on December 11th. This was after at least three minors reported that Carmichael behaved inappropriately. Before his arrest, law enforcement agents messaged Carmichael online for months, posing as a minor. Court documents show in these exchanges that Carmichael graphically detailed sexual acts he wanted to perform with the person he believed was a minor. A federal grand jury charged him with two counts of attempted coercion and enticement of a minor, one count of possession of child pornography, and one count of attempted transfer of obscene material to a minor. Carmichael has been released from jail to a transitional living facility in Anchorage. The terms of his release require him to wear a GPS device, and he is restricted from accessing the internet. And finally, the Red Devil Mercury Mine used to be the largest in the state, but once it was no longer profitable, the owners walked away, leaving behind a toxic mess for someone else to clean up. The federal government has laid out how it wants to clean up the site, and it wants to make sure the affected communities weigh in. There's a sign at the entrance of what used to be the old Red Devil Mercury Mine.
The sign says Red Devil Mine, U.S. Department of Interior, Bureau of Land Management, and with a black background and red letters says danger. Material at mine site may present human health risks.
After the mine shut down in 1971, it was discovered that the mine tailings were leaching into Red Devil Creek, a tributary of the Kuskokwim River, as well as the surrounding groundwater. Those tailings are made up of mercury, which can cause neurological damage, especially to unborn babies, and arsenic and antimony, which can cause cancer. The Federal Bureau of Land Management took on the responsibility of cleaning up the mine in the 1980s after the owners walked away. Now, almost 40 years later, BLM has finally proposed a plan to remediate the site. There are four alternatives in the plan, but BLM has a preferred one. First, they'll dig up the contaminated soil by the mine site and less than a mile down the Kuskokwim River. Then they will cover the tailings about 300 feet above Red Devil Creek with layers of dirt and fabric that will keep the tailings from leaking out. One of these layers is called a geomembrane.
That's essentially no permeability, but we call it low permeability. It is very, very effective in preventing rainfall and snowmelt from getting into the main contents of the repository.
Mike McCrum is the project manager. The bottom will not be lined, but McCrum says that the proposed design would help prevent the tailings from leaking into Red Devil Creek and the groundwater.
This is a very standard design. EPA has designed repositories like this all over the Pacific Northwest and really all over the country.
But the design is not final. That's where community input comes in.
This is the first time in this process where people in those communities have the opportunity to go on record with their thoughts and their comments on cleaning up this site.
BLM has held information meetings for years in surrounding communities, but this is the first official public comment period on the cleanup.
If there's one message that we would like to try and get out at this point is that this is your shot.
Rebecca Wilmarth grew up playing on the abandoned mine. She plans to attend the public hearing in the village of Red Devil next month.
Yep, I think there are a lot of people who are going to question their plan, but yeah, like I said, I'll wait to see what they have to say.
The public comment period opens up March 1st and ends April 30th. McCrum says they hope to have a final record of decision in 2021 at the earliest. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schellenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.